For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host will be returning next week and actually filling in for me for the next few weeks as I make a nice little trip to Europe. So don't forget to tune in. She'll be here, and we're here every Sunday discussing all the topics related to health and wellness every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. And of course, today is no exception, everybody. I have a great show lined up for you. Very excited to have an in-studio guest. She is a local physician who practices here in Washington, D.C., and we're going to be speaking with her about her practice, about her training, about her philosophy on health, and we're going to be talking about some of the specialty work that she does regarding detoxification and hopefully educating all you listeners out there about how important detoxification is for overall health, different modalities for detoxification, and which ones might be best for you, and just going through and explaining some of the different options that are out there. So this is a really important topic, I believe, because so many of today's health issues, I think, revolve around the fact that we live in a toxic world. And no matter where you turn, whether it's the water that you drink, the air that you breathe, the food that you eat, the medicines that you take, there are toxins everywhere. And I know it sounds a little alarmist and a little maybe sort of paranoia, but the reality is it's true. And a lot of the issues that we face, health issues we face here in the 20th century, I think can turn right around to the toxins that we've been exposing ourselves to as a result of the massive rise in use of toxins in the mainstream world as a result of the Industrial Revolution and the sort of renaissance and all of the explosion of the different chemicals and chemical companies and sort of that motto of, better living through chemicals. Well, unfortunately, we don't really know exactly how these chemicals are going to impact our bodies in the long run, and we're still trying to sort of figure it out. And what we're learning day after day after day is a lot of these chemicals that we thought were safe, that people told us were safe for us to be exposed to on a regular basis, really aren't. And they have a significant impact on our body, on our health, on our brains, endocrine systems, and so many different things. So without further ado, I'd really like to introduce Dr. Mines. She is an integrative family physician in practice for over 20 years, serving thousands of patients in Washington, D.C. She obtained her Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry and Nutrition at Spelman College in Atlanta, Georgia, and her medical doctorate from Hahnemann Medical College in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She completed her specialty as a family physician at Howard University Hospital. Most recently, Dr. Mines has attained her doctorate of integrative medicine from Capital University of Integrative Medicine in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about Dr. Mines and her practice, you can call her office at 202-429-3783 or visit her beautiful website, www.timmed.com. That's timmed.com. And it's got a great video tour of her beautiful new office. So, Dr. Mines, thank you so much for being a guest on the show with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. I'd love to start off just by sort of introducing you to the listeners. Perhaps you can kind of tell us a little bit about who you are, some of your medical background training. You know, whenever I meet an integrative physician, there's always a story behind every integrative physician. How did they come out of a medical school system that doesn't teach anything related to nutrition or holistic or integrative therapies? What was their evolution, per se, of how they went from a traditional doctor to embracing and understanding the importance of integrative medicine and how it relates to health? And then maybe you can tell us a little bit about your practice. So please, go ahead.
My name is Sakaliba Mines, and I'm pleased to be here because there's a lot of information that I want to give you today. Thank you, Dr. Passero, for having me here. I want to tell you a little bit about me, where it all started. First of all, I am a 60-year-old physician with three beautiful children who are also embracing integrative medicine, and my husband of 40 years. I just had an anniversary this past weekend, and the whole family really embraces the integrative medicine because I have raised my children that way. But I came to the unit of my family with a lot of information from my parents. I grew up in France, and my mother is a farmer. She's 88 years old, and she's still farming organic food, and she really forged my concept about nutrition as a child. Of course, it started in the womb with her good nutrition and also at the at her breast and certainly at the table every day. So it was early on that I understood that nutrition was critical, you know, for our development. The sun was important. My mother really put it all together for us, and it really coming back now because we understand that it is critical to sweat, to have good food, to go to bed early. And she was the kind of mother who every Friday, she whoever was at the house, our little friends, we had to take the castor oil and those special herbs to clean us out. And every time we were sick, she put us in a room. We wouldn't go to school. We fast. She gave us a lot of waters and different tea. And within 24 hours, we'd be back on our feet. So I have the – and my father also coming from West Africa – had also a lot of natural way about himself. And so all these together really helped me to forge my attitude and my philosophy about medicine. At 5 years old, I put down on paper at school that I wanted to be a physician. So it started really, really early. As I grew up, I was an athlete. So exercise was very, very important in my home. We fenced, we horseback ride, we did archery, we swam, we did pentathlon work. It was totally a part of a lifestyle. It was very important. So to this day, exercise has to be part of your lifestyle because, as we can discuss it a little bit later, exercise has a lot of benefit. It, as Dr. Passero was saying, it also helps you to detoxify, to increase your endorphins. So all those exercise and good nutrition and good thoughts also were very important. I went to medical school in my late 20s with three little children and one on the breast, actually. Brought her to school with me and started to really learn about medicine at Hahnemann University, at Hahnemann Medical School in Philadelphia. As you probably know, Hahnemann was a integrative school, actually, was a school of homeopathy started by the philosophy of Samuel Hahnemann. But unfortunately, the year that I started, the full mainstream medicine medical started. So I was not able to benefit from the homeopathy at that time. However, through my mainstream training, I continuously sought new information to empower myself, my family, and later on my patient, which really worked out. I spent a lot of time in nutrition. Actually, when I was pregnant with my first child, waiting for the entry into medical school, I went and studied biochemistry and nutrition to just be a little stronger in those areas, knowing that medical school doesn't really give you too much nutrition background. So I finished Hahnemann Medical School, and by the time I had two children, then I started my training as a family physician. I wanted to be a surgeon, but I realized that what I wanted to do with medicine, I probably wouldn't be able to do it as a surgeon. So I did a lot of surgery, minor surgery in my practice later on, but I became a family physician to be able to embrace the whole unit. You know, the whole extended family, not just to deal with one individual, but to really deal with the family dynamics. So when I finished Hahnemann, I did my training in family medicine at Temple University and worked for a couple of years in the emergency room to strengthen myself. And then also, since I had three small children, my husband was traveling a lot, I decided that it was time for me to stop for a minute and regroup the family. So I did, and we moved to West Virginia, beautiful country, and it gave me the chance to work in the emergency room again as a emergency room physician. I had graduated from medical school by that time. So I worked with the Appalachians for a while, which is a very, very interesting culture. And after that, I decided it was time for me to finished my training. I had 2 more years of family practice to do. So we moved to Washington, D.C. I went to Howard University Hospital, and I finished my training there. And I opened shop, you know, a few years later and started my practice. A few years into starting my practice, I realized that the conventional medicine had not really prepared me for what the demand of the people were. You know, whipping the pads and writing prescription all day was really not what I had really intended for. It was, and within 5 to 7 days, the HMO came in trying to forge your new way of dealing with patients on a 5-minute basis. And if you recall the $5 copayment, the 5-minute, you see somebody on 5 minutes, it just didn't work. With what I had planned in doing with my patient to address to their lifestyle, their nutrition, the exercise, their mentation, whether they were depressed, anxious, whether they're spiritual based, you just cannot do anything in 5 minutes. But exactly what they wanted to force you to do, write a prescription. So I decided I was going to go back to school. And I went back to school seeking integrative medicine. And I finished that training, and I met some wonderful healers there. And it was astonishing to me as a physician that the only tool I had was a prescription pad, and all these healers had so many other tools. And really, they were getting people right away better. So it was a great experience, and walking away from that with a lot of information about how is the body healing, how you detox, how do you put somebody back into wellness after years of medication, illness, acidity in their body, toxicity. So it gave me a totally new perspective. It empowered me and my family to be healthier and now to empower my patients.
Well, that's a great story, Dr. Mines. Thank you. I mean, that took us from basically your time in utero all the way up to right now. And that was a really great story, a really great background. And I think it sets up the stage perfectly for when we come back from the break to really talk about how you embrace each patient and your practice philosophy. And then we'll get into some of the specifics around some of the great work that you do with detoxification and how important that is for overall health. So everybody, this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads, it can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. And remember, everybody, that if you're just tuning in or you want to access any of our previously recorded shows, we've been doing this show for over 4.5 years, and we have hundreds of fantastic radio programs with wonderful guests like the guest I have in studio today that share with you great information related to health and wellness. And it's absolutely free for you to download and listen to at your leisure. You can go to www.myvillagegreen.com, click on the archive show section on the right-hand side of the page, and they're there for you absolutely free. We also have a little section that we've developed that's sort of our staff favorite, and this is myself and my co-host Dana Lake went through all of our radio shows and pick some of the ones that we thought brought forth some of the best information, some of the most valuable tools with some of the best guests that we've ever had. And that's a great resource to go on there and download those shows if you're looking for a good resource for health and wellness education. So today I have in studio with me Dr. Mines. She is an integrative family physician here in the Washington, D.C. area. Been practicing for over 20 years. And if you want to learn more about her office, I encourage you to definitely look into her services if you're local and interested in holistic medicine. It's www.timmed.com. That's all one word, T-I-M-M-E-D.com. Or you can call her office at 202-429-3783. In the last segment, Dr. Mines, you gave us just a beautiful introduction to sort of your life, your upbringing, your training, and your evolution of how you got more into integrative medicine. So in this segment, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about how you use integrative medicine and embrace it to really help people improve their health. And then I also want you to introduce some of the topics I've been alluding to related to detoxification and how important you've seen that in, you know, in your practice in helping people achieve optimal health.
I just want to let you know that when you step in the Institute of Multidimensional Medicine, you are the most important person to us because we understand that you've been probably everywhere looking for answers, education, ways to get well. You know, as you know, you do not have deficiencies of drugs. We have to assess you in a very comprehensive way. We have to assess you to make sure that you have all the elements that are necessary to for wellness, all the proper enzymes, all the proper vitamins and minerals and cofactors, and, you know, so that's very important. However, each patient is taking through a journey with me. You will be the only person at the time that I see undivided attention for 2 hours if you're a new patient. I'll take you through your childhood to find out exactly what happened to you in childhood. What were the traumas? What were the inhibitions? What were the nutrition very important? What was the love that you received? Because all that is forging who you are today and the illnesses and the wellness that you are exemplifying today. So what I do basically is I talk to you about, you know, your experience in life, your relationship to others, your beliefs, your spirituality is very important. And then we go over your family history in great detail because you and your genetics and the genetics of the family detains major information about what's going on with you today. So I really, and it's very important to go through the family history carefully and to also address to exactly what are you taking right now, what are the medications, what are, as you know, a lot of medication interact with each other, deplete certain nutrients and vitamins. So it's very important for me to have all that information, to also have all the information of the supplements that you are taking, because some there are some mediocre supplements out there and there are some excellent nutrition out there through supplementation that you can, but you have to be empowered with information of what to look for. So when you are in my office, you also receive education. Education is important for you to understand what is going on with the body, what is the disease process, why are you ill? So asthma, from asthma to multiple sclerosis to cancer to cardiovascular disease, it all really start with depletion of certain nutrients and inflammation. So on top of that, you add toxicity, as Dr. Passero was saying, you know, we live in a toxic world. So how we are going to detox in a toxic world? You know, how are we going to be able to keep our body pure? It's amazing to me to realize that 3,000 years ago in a clean environment, it was suggested to people through different scriptures to eat clean food. So we are living in a toxic world now, and people are still eating scavengers, still eating, drinking water from the tap. You know, so there's a lot of things that we need to know about nutrition that would promote detoxification. There are certain food that are detoxifier themselves. So it's very important to know about those, and I will talk about this as well. But when the patient comes in, we do a very important assessment through, of course, a discussion, as I spoke to you about. And also, I take my patient through quantum physics. I am a student of quantum physics. I address to the chakras and also to the acupuncture point through the meridian to see what are the deficiencies, to see what are the weaknesses. What are the strengths? You know, a lot of people think they are weak, but they have a lot of strengths, but they have been weakened by toxins, radiation, you know, and we have sometimes the tendency to think that toxins are material things, you know, but they can be other things. They can be also people who are very toxic, you know, around you with very toxic thoughts and behavior that really prevent you from moving forward, even in your own family. And in your in people that you frequent frequently. So the key is to really understand where you are, you know, where you are. So the second tier of my evaluation with the patient is to really look at the energetic. This is why, even though we're talking about integrative medicine, I took my practice to a different level. Integrative was a little old for me since I've been practicing it for over 20 years. So I decided to call my institute the Institute of Multidimensional Medicine because it addressed to the mind, the body, the spirit, and the energetics that we forget through that we forget very often. That's why there's a lot of other physicians out there who concentrate only on energy work. It's so important to have that component assessed to see really where are you, because one of the fundamental things for detoxification is to make sure you have all the tools to detox before you go through that journey. And you have to be careful out there. There's a lot of products on the market for detoxing and fasting and taking the body through some liver detox. You have to be very careful. It has to be done scientifically. First of all, you have to know what are you detoxing. So you have to have an assessment of the toxins. Unfortunately, some patients have enzymatic depletion. Genetically, they are missing some piece to the equipment to detoxification. So they cannot detoxify. So they go through some very good protocol of detoxification, but they end up being sicker. And that's because they were fatigued. They didn't have all the enzymes and all the nutrients and all the vitamins and the proper rest to really go into that journey. So it's important to really detox through the with somebody who is experienced and will take you through different tiers before you detox. I tell most of my patients that I see are really critical. They've gone everywhere. They're tired. They don't want to spend a whole lot of time. You know, they really at the end of the rope. So I have to be very efficient with them. So I don't spend a whole lot of time with things that are not necessary. When you come, you're unique. What I might do with your father, brother, sister might be totally differently what I do with you. So you have a unique biochemistry and physiology. So we really tap in that to understand who you are, how you function, what you're eating is very important. I want to say that most people don't realize that sleep is critical. Most people are getting away from getting a good rest sleep. As you get, you know, to be maturing as I am and reaching for the 90s and probably the 120, those are my goal, it is important wherever you are right now, and especially for the children, to regain hygiene with sleeping. Because we are inundated with the equipment, the music, the TV, the flashlight, I mean the blue lights, which are very, very critical to not have in your bedroom. Your bedroom should be completely jet black. This is when your pineal gland, which is on top of your head in the brain, is going to be able to secrete melatonin, which is a hormone, basically, which also prevents cancer and make sure that the cancer cell does not come together. So melatonin is critical, you know, to be secreted by ourselves, and I also give it to my patient who cannot sleep, who cannot really refresh themselves while they are in progression. But you'll see when you start to really get to this hygiene of sleeping, you know, it really starts the journey. You have to be able to be rested, to be able to be address, to understand exactly what are the chemistry, what are we detoxing, because most people don't realize that the detoxification is a detoxification at the cellular level. So when we take that toxin, let's say if it's mercury, if we take that toxin from the intracellular compartment, that toxin to see its way out of your body has to go through compartment. First of all, it has to be able to get out the cell. Then when it's out in the cell, in the milieu of the outside the cell, in the serum, you know, what has to happen is that toxin has to be also able to go through membranes, through tissue, through organ, and then to be able to go through the circulation and to be excreted through your urine, you know, after having been going through the two phase of detoxification in the liver. It has to be able to go through your pores, you know, to be able to get out on the outside, you know, so you know that detoxification is a big process. It can go through this. It has to go through the skin, the kidney, the liver, you know, so all this is important to strengthen before you actually detox. So that's why it's very important to assess your energetic and the energetic of every organ, because the liver is critical to be organized and recuperated and make sure you have enough glutathione to be able to go through the phases of detoxification. So detoxification is a big process. You have to be really addressed. It's part of, you know, the your journey that you're going to go through for wellness. But before we detox, we have to balance. So you have to be rested. We have to assess. And there's through the conventional labs, they are, and the specialized lab, we can really find out exactly where you are. What are the vitamin C level? What are the B12 level? There's a lot of people out there who are doing special diets, who are vegans, vegetarian, and that's beautiful. You know, and I understand by questioning my patient that most people want to be vegetarian, vegan, you know, have a deep respect for the environment and the animal kingdom. So that's beautiful. However, you have to be careful that when you're not eating certain food, you are depleting yourself of certain vitamin. For example, if you're a vegan, you have to be able to have in your diet B12, because B12 is incorporated in every single metabolic reaction in the body, so you have to make sure you supplement. So it's important that we know that all those things about you, and to be able to address to your blood chemistry and to be able to assess you and start you on that journey of wellness.
That was a phenomenal description, I think, of detoxification, Dr. Mines. And I really like how you describe the different phases where toxins have to go through. You have toxins inside your cells, but so critical is this extracellular matrix and the health of your extracellular matrix, what's outside of the cell and all of the spaces outside of the cell. And if your body is very clogged with toxins from toxic food and not eating well and nutritional imbalances, if you pull these toxins out of the cell and the extracellular matrix is clogged and toxic, where is it going to go? So this idea of balancing, this idea of cleansing, of sleep, of creating a good stability and a good platform before you start really going at toxins is so critical, and I think is a huge part of the difference between people feeling great when they detox and people not feeling well. I also think it's the difference between people being able to sustain benefits after detoxification versus getting short benefits and then sometimes things slowly creep back again. So very important concepts to understand with detoxification. When we come back from the break, Dr. Mines is going to be talking to us more about specific modalities of detoxification and different ways that actually in her clinic she facilitates this process of detox, everything from nutrition and food to vitamins and supplements and other specialized detoxification procedures. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Today, I am very lucky to have in studio with me Dr. Mines. We've been discussing her philosophy on practicing integrative medicine, and as she so eloquently explained in the last segment, really multidimensional medicine, understanding all of the different factors that contribute to people's health and also contribute to people's disease or ill health states. You did a beautiful job, Dr. Mines, in the last segment talking about some of your philosophies on detoxification and really helping to prep the body for proper detoxification. I'd like in this segment for you to talk a little bit more about some of the tools in your tool bag for actually helping to facilitate and get those toxins out when people are ready. Just a quick reminder, I want to let everybody know and remind everybody who Dr. Mines is. She's an integrative family physician here in practice in the D.C. area for over 20 years. If you'd like to learn more about her practice, please visit her website at www.timmed.com. That's all one word, timmed.com. So Dr. Mines, please orient us and talk to us about some of these specific tools for detoxification, everything from the food we eat to some of these other specialty modalities that you use in your clinic.
Thank you. So we back, and I was telling you about how the body has to be prepared. So most people think jumping into situation, having colonics, going and sweating, that's not really the way you're going to have maximum benefit from detoxification. As most people understand, if you have children or have looked around, and you, or, you know, I have people that you know who have children, you can see that children do very well with a structure, with a routine. Well, guess what? We all do. We all need to have a structure in which we dwell every day to be able to be well. So this is one of the things that I do once you have sat down with me and we have assessed you, I give you your formula. Your formula to get well. And that formula, we work with it, whether it is about putting boundaries around you, being able to say no, going to bed at 10 o'clock, exercising every day, drinking your water, having an impeccable food, because we need to have another segment about nutrition because it's immense. There's so much that I want to tell you about nutrition, but your nutrition, you are uniquely capable of digesting, absorbing into the cell the food that you are choosing. Because food, remember, talks to your DNA. We have an intricate relationship with food. Through our ancestry, through our DNA, it recalls the ancestry to be able to assimilate and absorb certain food. That's why now you see everywhere people who have gluten intolerance, because finally people now we are understanding that people who have illness, it really starts with the intestines. It is the intestine. It is the second brain, your large intestine, the colon, who really regulates you. It regulates your immune system. It regulates your lymphatic system, your neurological system, and, of course, your digestion. Did you know that the intestines have 90% receptor of serotonin versus the brain 10%? So I tell my patients who come in with all these medications for depression, anxiety, behavioral changes that they do through a drug, I tell them, you know what? I have never seen a patient in my practice who, after having a proper digestion and regulating that colon with normal bowel movement, 2 to 3 a day, all these patients end up dropping these drugs because now the intestine is regulated and the receptors are making the serotonin to make you happy and less anxious. So I just wanted to make sure I put that in the talk because it's critical. And you see now every day on TV, a lot of the medication who were addressed to your brain now have to be recalled because of a defects in the babies. So you have to really pay attention to what you're putting in your body. That's where, you know, it starts. This is where your health starts. You might think just taking a few Tylenol a day, you know, just drinking a whole lot of soda that are colored with blues and green, that your body is accumulating all those things at the cellular level for years. Parents, even in your womb, if parents were smoking, you still have lead, mercury, formaldehyde in your cells, and cadmium in your cells. So detoxification is critical. Where do we start with detoxification? Of course, sleeping, exercising, you sweating if you can. And then little by little, you'll see that the body will start to regulate its their better sleep. But we have tools. We have great tools, and they're not new tools. My favorite, you know, I guess, because I had the experience of having issue with my bowels years ago, and nobody could help me. So I decided to study the colon, understand how it worked. I looked at Dr. Jensen's work with the colon hydrotherapy that he was doing, you know, years ago. You know, colon hydrotherapy in my practice has a very, very important role. You need to understand what colon hydrotherapy is. It's basically a gentle washing of your colon. And what are we doing that? Well, most people are not exercising, not eating enough roughage, not drinking enough water, so the bile is stuck and it's not moving. Remember, the colon is 5 to 7 feet long. So unless you move this, you know, movement, which is 7 feet long, which most people don't, you are walking around toxic. Think about that. Try to visualize that. You're walking around toxic. So the most important thing about that bowel, it has to move. You have to have a good bowel movement first thing in the morning and really after every meal. So most people sit all day, colon is sluggish, not exercising, everything is slow. Medication, add more pain medication, you know, add more to the problem, and a lot of other drugs as well. So the key is to drink more water and to be able to be prepared for this bowel movement. If you don't have it, we can help you through it. There are certain minerals that I give you to help to move the bowel, vitamin C, magnesium, and also very important, a probiotic, because most people don't realize that, well, I'm not taking antibiotics, but antibiotics are all over the crops of inorganic food. So you are taking antibiotics every day. So the key is for us to take probiotic. So before I put my patient on a colon hydrotherapy regimen, which will vary with the individual, I make sure that for at least 30 days, they have hydrated, they have slept well, they have changed their diet, and that they also, you know, have taken certain supplements that I just spoke to you about to get the bowel ready to move. Because remember, the bowel is this hollow tube that is muscular, and it's just like any other muscle in your body. If you don't work it, it's not responding. So most people are sluggish and weakened in those areas. So the colon hydrotherapy provide a wonderful aerobic exercise, water aerobic exercise of your colon. So it bathes your colon with filtered water. You know, and first of all, I wanted to tell you there are two different kinds of colon hydrotherapy. There is a forced one and there is a gentle one. So you'll hear about, and if you call anyone for colon, you have to ask those questions. Is it a closed system or is it an open system? What you want is an open system, because the open system allows the colon to regulate itself, to exercise itself on the table. You are in tune with your colon. You don't want somebody to go push water in your colon, suck it out. That's not the way. So that's why there's a lot of confusion out there in the field about colon hydrotherapy. I happen to be a colon hydrotherapist myself and an international one. And I go in different countries sometimes to help people to set up their colon hydrotherapy rooms or practice. Because it's very intricate, but it's simple. It makes total sense. It's a enema. It's like an enema, a high enema. You lay comfortably into a wonderful position of laying down to allow the water to gently irrigate the colon. And then the water comes in and out and you push. And this is where you start to exercise that colon by pushing the water back and forth until it reaches out all the way up to the ileocecal valve where the large intestine is meeting the small intestine. So a colon hydrotherapy session is a very relaxing session. It helps every patient, whether you are a well patient. At every season, all the ancient culture did colon cleans. We just happen to have exceptionally wonderful equipment. We're in America. We are regulated. And that's really something important. You really need to have colon hydrotherapy in a doctor's office. Okay? You cannot just go to a mall of somebody's home. That's a disaster. I'm telling you, they are in Texas and California. They are changing the laws because colon hydrotherapy is, even though it's a very safe procedure, it has to be done with people who have experience. I work with three of my colon hydrotherapists who are, or hygienists, you know, you can call them colon hydrotherapists or colon hygienists, and they are trained before they come to the practice, and they are retrained with the way I want them to address my patients, and they are wonderful people that to work with your patient, with my patient, to really give a great session and to explain what happens, you know, to the colon, where the food with the yeast, why they're seeing all these yeast coming out of the colon when we're doing the session, because we have an excellent equipment that also you can visualize what comes out of your body. So you can see, if you're paying attention, you can see a lot of yeast. You can see the sometimes parasites. You can see the worms. You know, you can see how the food, the undigested foods are coming out of you. So it's a great session for the therapist and for the patient to really discuss, you know, where they are in their digestive process. So colon therapy is a wonderful, wonderful, a tool that I use for patients who have high blood pressures, patients who have diabetes, patients who have multiple sclerosis, patients who have IBS, patients who have constipation, certainly, patients who have acne, skin problem. You know, it's a great detoxifier to get the body in tune, recuperated, detoxify, and also some of the benefit is you get a wonderful night rest, mm-hmm. and your skin look vibrant, and you just feel wonderful. You know, it's a great tool for detoxification. It's been used since 7000 BC in Egypt, where Imhotep looked on the Nile and saw in the Nile the ibis taking his beak, sucking up some water, putting it in a rectum and flying up in the air after discharging, feeling very happy. So he took a look and said, ah, maybe we can do that in human.
That was a great description. Thank you, Dr. Mines. Really appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to finish up some of the conversation around colon hydrotherapy and discuss some of the other tools that Dr. Mines uses in her integrative office to facilitate detoxification. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or Check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we've had a wonderful guest in studio, Dr. Mines, who is a integrative family physician practicing in the D.C. area for over 20 years. In the last segment, she explained to us some of the detoxification benefits of doing colon hydrotherapy. And, you know, I recommend colon hydrotherapy a lot to my patients and people that come to see me. And I think there is a lot of stigma around colon hydrotherapy. In this country, people aren't used to sort of having medical procedures in that area unless it's a colonoscopy, and there seems to be a lot of hesitation around it. But as Dr. Mines explained, it is such a critical piece to supporting detoxification. And I like people to understand that it's not just about what's sitting in your bowels and in your colon. Yes, the colon hydrotherapy does flush out things like yeast and things like potential parasites and stool that may be impacted and other toxins that are surviving in the colon or existing in the colon. But one of the most wonderful things that colon hydrotherapy does is the actual stimulation of water on the colon can cause a reflex dumping of toxins from the liver and gallbladder. So it stimulates detoxification not just in the colon, but higher up in the system. The other nice thing is a lot of the toxins that our body produces are fat-soluble toxins, meaning once they get into the colon, if they're fat-soluble, they can easily be absorbed right across the cellular membrane back into the bloodstream. And when you're doing colon hydrotherapy, your body, you're supporting detoxification, so you're dumping toxins from your liver, and then those toxins are being introduced into the stream of fresh water. And before they have a chance to get reintroduced back into the colon and up through the bloodstream, they actually get flushed right out of the system. And if you'll remember, if you go back to the archive show section of our site, you can listen to the interview I did with Dr. Walter Crinian, who's a naturopathic physician who's been pioneering environmental and detoxification medicine for the last 20 years and has a phenomenal track history in clinic of helping people with very chronic conditions like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and multiple sclerosis and autoimmune diseases and thyroid disorders. And he's got a very good track record. He's documented, he's studied, he's done in-office clinical trials and shown how effective colon hydrotherapy can be at helping the body to recover from some of these illnesses. And these are a lot of his philosophies about how colon hydrotherapy works beyond just flushing the stool out of the colon. And I really like people to understand that, because even people who have regular bowel movements 2 to 3 times a day can still get additional benefits of detoxification from this process of really stimulating detox from the liver and getting these toxins that are so hard to get out of the body out as you're flushing the colon with the water immediately, with the filtered clean water. So, Dr. Mines, I'd like to get back to you and some of the experience you have, and maybe talk to us in the last few minutes that we have about some of the other detoxification therapies that you'd like to utilize and how they work and where you use them.
Yes, Dr. Passero. I appreciate how you also explained a little bit more about the liver, and I'm going to say a last thing about colon hydrotherapy. I've seen a lot of benefit for colon hydrotherapy in cancer patients. I mean, you must, if you receive chemotherapy, radiation, you know, or just surgery, you need to have colon hydrotherapy because it will detoxify the liver from these very, very toxic drugs that some of the radicals are still, you know, some of the part of these drugs are still in your liver and creating havoc. So cancer patients, it's critical that, you know, part of your modality, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm talking to the Cancer Center Treatment of America to add to their integrative approach colon hydrotherapy. It's a must. Now, there are other modalities that we use that are very effective at detoxifying the body, and one is infrared sauna. Okay, the infrared sauna basically delivered an infrared ray that penetrate at the cellular level. Now, most people say, well, I'm doing sauna already. Well, it's not the same. When you go to the gym and you are in the steam room, which are also excellent, and you should use those as well to detoxify, but it doesn't penetrate deep. The infrared, actually, the ray of the infrared penetrate into the cell, into the intracellular compartment to dislodge toxins and also to create an equilibrium in the cell with the inflammatory process. So it decreases inflammation, it increases the vascular bed, so now you have more blood flow to the area. Infrared therapy is used pretty much. I use it for every single patient who have inflammation accident case. If you have fibromyalgia, it's a wonderful tool to use. If you have high blood pressure, heart disease, very, very important to detoxify the body, you know, from, you know, all the toxins. So the infrared, you sit in a cabin and you have to be careful about infrared, about the wood. You don't want to have an infrared that have a radio in it because that's radiation right there. So you want to have an infrared that is plain and poplar wood and, you know, that is not finished so that you don't be breathing, you know, the chemicals of the finish of the wood. So you want to do your little bit of research about infrared. There are some very good infrared out there. You can call the office. We can direct you in the right direction. But infrared therapy is also excellent for cardiovascular disease, for people who have high blood pressure. Infrared was used by NASA many years ago to prepare their astronaut to go up in the space before they went to space. We do have massage therapy. We activate the cell, increase the circulation, you know, increase the endorphins, you know, body wraps, seaweed, all these. The mud also will absorb. These are ancient techniques that we use in Northern Africa and many other countries in Syria. The body is painted with a natural organic mud. And then to absorb this toxin, after you go into the infrared sauna, we put you in, and all the pores are open. We wrap you into this mud and blanket so that you can detox even further, and then get a massage and then get a cool or steam shower. So there are many other ways that we detox as well. We do foot baths, which is a very ancient technique, looking at the polarity of your ions in the polarity of your nutrients and of the toxin, and it's helping the lymphatic to cleanse the toxin. So when you put your feet in a foot bath, what happens is the toxins are being pulled in the lymphatics, and then sometimes also you can see, you know, yeast, you know, different colors will indicate different part, different compartment. Yellow will look more at the joints. The white will look more at the yeast process. So there's different way you can come to the office after we have assessed you that you can detoxify. Now, some patients might not tolerate the heat, and there is very good reason for that. You say, oh, well, you know, when I'm in the heat, I don't feel good. Well, the first thing I will do is check your vitamin D level, because if you have very low vitamin D level, it's very difficult for you to sweat and to also, you know, to tolerate the heat. So very important to check vitamin D level and supplement vitamin D with the proper vitamin D3, and to also being able to take a look at your, you know, your level of toxins in the body and the D level. The heat is important. You know, you have to go out there and exercise. You don't have to necessarily go in rooms. Get out there in the environment so that you can get the benefit of the sun, the sweat, communing with the universe to try to regain that wellness at all levels, mind, body, spirit, and energetic. I'm going to conclude today by asking you to focus on you. Focus on longevity. Make sure you bring detoxification in your life, but make sure you don't forget forgiveness and love are the main ingredient to wellness.
Thank you, Dr. Mines. It's a beautiful message to end with. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Mines' practice or reach her or schedule an appointment, you can call her office at 202-429-3783 or visit her website at www.timmed.com. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll be back in a few weeks. And this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.